My name is Sierra, and I am Proud and Curly.
Welcome to the Proud and Curly podcast, the podcast all about celebrating naturally curly hair. I'm Sierra, your host and founder, also known as C. Johnson on YouTube and Instagram, and you, my girlfriend, are in the right place. Every Friday, you'll get new insight and curlspiration on how to manage and maintain your natural curls. It doesn't matter if your hair is a wavy 2A type, a kinky 4C texture, or if you're anywhere in between. After the episode, the conversation always continues on the Proud and Curly Instagram page, so be sure to follow us there. Hi guys, welcome to the second episode of the Proud and Curly podcast. I'm so excited and hope you guys are liking the episodes. Today I'm finally going to share my whole entire hair journey, so sit back, get ready. It's a story. It's a story time. Anyways, let's just start from the beginning, you know, just like when I was a child, I would just have like normal plaits, you know, normal black girl hairstyles, plaits. My mom didn't know how to braid, so I never had braids, just had plaits, and I would have barrettes, and I would have either four, three, or two. It wasn't even like, you know, nowadays you see like kids' hairstyles like on Instagram and I'm like, ooh, that's cute, but like and you know, you sit on the floor on a pillow in between your mom's legs and you get your hair done. And I used to get my hair washed on the sink in the kitchen. So you lay down and you get your hair washed. Like I think that's just like standard black family home. Like that's just how your hair gets done on the weekend. So I went through that phase, and I remember one important thing I remember about like how I viewed hair and what I thought about my hair is I actually wanted my hair to be down at my ankles. So I have like a kindergarten or a first grade drawing, and it's supposed to be me, and my hair is like down to my ankles, and I'm like, you know, smiling. Like, so basically I wanted to be like Black Rapunzel. And I just wanted to have long hair. And of course, the hair was straight. I didn't have any concept of it being curly. I don't think I even thought about it like that because I always wore it in plaits. So I never really thought about that. But I knew that, you know, my hair wasn't straight like some other classmates. I don't know how to explain that. But as I got older, I didn't want the plaits with the little barrettes anymore because I just felt like I looked childish. I'm like, look, I'm in like third and fourth grade. Like, you know, I want to be cute. So my mom started taking me to get my hair pressed. I don't know if this was special occasion or if it was every 2 weeks, but it turned into being every 2 weeks. We go to the hairdresser and we go early. She did not like to be in the hairdresser all day, so we would get there at 3 a.m. So, like, you just go to bed. Like, Friday night, you just go to bed. Because Saturday morning, we're going to a hairdresser every other week. So it was every 2 weeks or whatever. So I started getting my hair pressed, and I remember the first few times I did it, it was really hard for my hairdresser, for him to even go through my hair, because it was, like, at its prime, probably. It was just like baby natural hair. And so I would get my hair pressed. And years later, it finally got more straight to where as soon as I walked outside, it didn't get poofy, but I still had episodes of that. And then it started turning into like one side of my hair would get poofy, but the other side wouldn't. And I was just like, you know, I was like 13 now, starting to like get fed up with it. And my sister, even though she's my half sister, I still feel like I looked up to her. We didn't live together, but every time I did see her, you know, she had a perm. So her hair was silky straight and her hair had been long, but then she cut it, or I don't really know a lot of the details with her hair story. So it'll be interesting talking to her. But just from my perspective, me looking up to her, she had super straight hair. My mom had super straight hair. So I was like, why do I have to like get it pressed? And my mom didn't necessarily, she didn't even promote me getting a perm. Because she knew it was a lot of upkeep and that you have to keep getting it done. She never was like, okay, you need to get a perm. She never said that to me. But it was like, I need to do something to my hair. So I didn't know how to do my hair. She didn't know what else to do with my hair other than putting them to plaits. And I didn't want that style anymore. So the next thing was to go to the hairdresser. And there I got my hair pressed and like curled and stuff. And it would look cute, but then after a while, it would just be super puffy, and I didn't like that, so I didn't really know how to maintain that either, and that was not the style. So I actually asked my mom for a perm, and I just thought, okay, my hair will finally be straight. It'll finally be straight, like, the whole time. I don't have to worry about it just, like, turning into, like, a lion's mane one day randomly. Or if it was a little humid or if it rained. I didn't even really understand the humidity part, but I knew like, yeah, if it rained or something, you know, when you start smelling your press and you're like, hold up, when you start smelling it, like it's going out, like your hair is about to revert. So anyways, I knew that I just wanted it to be sleek. Like, that's what I was looking up to with my mom and my sister. And, you know, I asked them about it. I'm like, is this bad? Da, 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 da. And I don't even remember if there was ever anyone that was like, you know, you probably shouldn't. I don't know if my mom told me not to, but I know she wasn't like, yes, get it. She was just like, are you sure you want to get this? And I'm like, well, if it's going to make my hair straight, yes. And I don't know what the emphasis on that was. I think it was just that I felt like I didn't know what to do with my hair. And, you know, I didn't want pigtails and plaits anymore. But I didn't want my hair to just be poofy because it looked funny. That was just not the look, okay? And so then we got the perm. And I remember my friends, she lived in my neighborhood, and her mom was like, loved my hair, and her mom had short hair, but my friend and her sister, they both had long hair, but they had their hair pressed. So at this point, my presses were okay. Sometimes it would get poofy. This was like going into high school. It would kind of get poofy, and this is when I was thinking about getting a perm. Sorry. This was in high school. And so I remember when I got one that her mom was like so upset about it, and I didn't understand it. I was like, I don't know, like I don't understand. And my friend was like, oh man, I wish I could get a perm like you, but my mom won't let me, like she says it's gonna ruin your hair. And I'm like, oh well, you know, this is probably like my first perm that I've ever had, but my hair is perfectly fine, you should get one, like it's fine, I think you just have to keep up with it. And I mean, I think that's still true. If you do have a perm, I think, yeah, you definitely need to care for your hair a lot more. But I still know nothing about hair. Like, I'm just here treading along. Like, still didn't know anything with the plaits. Like, I just thought that wasn't cute. Still didn't learn a lot with the press. I was just trying to have a certain look. And I still didn't learn a lot of, like, the health things that you need to do to your hair. So it was like, I don't know, this looks cute, I guess. And it felt better with me being able to just go to the salon. And then when I leave the salon, I still look like that for a while and my hair is still straight. So the perm did fine. I think I had a perm for like maybe 2 years. I got it like freshman year, maybe 2 to 3 years. But the perm went fine. And the only thing is, I got a little bit more experimental in the hair salon and being in high school. I wanted some blonde in my hair or like some caramel color. So I got that, but I was still getting the perm. I didn't get them done at the same time, but you know, it was like, you know, like in one of my in-between weeks. So we tried to like make sure because I was telling him. But then I noticed that, you know, getting that done, and I don't even think it was a really strong, like, because it wasn't really bright blonde, so I don't think it was that strong of a dye job. I was getting a perm, so I had those chemicals. Now I'm adding chemicals from coloring my hair. So my hair is just like stripped out and it's just like, what the heck? And I'm just like, oh, okay. So I started to notice my hair kind of start to waver at the end, if that makes sense. But it was almost like every year in high school, I wanted to have like a new kind of look. So I guess freshman year was the perm. And then sophomore year was like the dye. And then junior year, I got what I thought were layers. I didn't even know what kind of style I was going for, but basically I just cut my hair. Like I trimmed it really bad. And well, to me, because I felt like my hair was long and I thought that this trim job really just like ruined it. But I think my hair was also just starting to break off from the perm. And then senior year was a whole nother thing. So after, but let me go back to getting the trim or the layers in my hair. Once I got that, I think I was like, I don't want to get a perm anymore. Like, can I just get it pressed? Like, can we just try that again? Like, you know, since my hair is permed, it should be fine. I don't know how to explain it. I was just like, I don't want to get a perm because I feel like maybe, I guess more, I was doing more research or hearing more things about perms. And going natural or big chopping was still very new, but it wasn't like a thing. So anyways, I just kept going to the salon every 2 weeks. This is all throughout high school and some middle school. Going to salon every 2 weeks. Getting my hair pressed, just said no perm. So my hair started to grow out and so did the color and everything like that. So senior year, I didn't have a perm. I was still getting it pressed and I was trying to see if it was going to grow, but it wasn't necessarily like rapidly growing because I'm still putting heat on it every 2 weeks. For prom, I wanted to do something really different with my hair. I never had a weave. I've never had a sew-in in my whole life. And in high school, yes, everybody had sew-ins. Like that was the thing. Quick weave, whatever you want to call it. They had hair extensions in their head. Even with braids, I never could get braids with extensions in them. And I was just like really wanted to try something. I didn't really know about a sew-in and I didn't know a lot about it. So I'm up here on YouTube, early YouTube days, and I find this thing called MicroLink hair extensions. So if you go on my YouTube channel, those are my first few videos about my experience with MicroLinks. I explain them, I show my routine with me transitioning, going natural, and I do a review of them afterwards. If you don't know how MicroLinks are installed, they're installed kind of like strand by strand, but it's like a shoelace. They call it I-tip hair extension. So it's looks like a shoelace, but it's like a keratin closed tip of just like a string of hair. And so, and this is all human hair and everything. And so basically, instead of braiding your hair up and then sewing on a track, you part your hair, grab it and part it out to be a tiny piece, loop the loop on and clamp down with, they have, dang it, I forgot all the terms. They have little silicone things that you loop on with the I-tip and you clamp it down with pliers on your head. If you want to learn more about that, I kind of made, I don't know if it's any better, but I have visuals in the video. So you could check that out. That's like my first YouTube video, so don't judge me. But anyways, that's what I got in my head and all over. And then basically at the top, you have your hair out to cover up the MicroLinks, like basically like when you cover your tracks. And yeah. And then I just had that in my hair. All of my hair was still out, so I still had to press my hair. But that's what I was used to. So I was like, okay, I'm pressing my hair, but I don't have to get a perm. I don't have to get anything sewn in my head because I didn't know how that worked. And I was hearing like horror stories about it. I don't know why I was so against getting a sew-in, but I just I think I really wanted it to look natural, and I hadn't seen a lot of natural looking sew-ins. But it wasn't, I don't even know, because I would have still had leave out, so it wouldn't have been that, I don't know. I must have saw some real bad sew-ins in my high school or something. Anyways, so I get microlinks. I look bomb for prom. I look bomb for graduation, and I graduate high school, and I still have these microlinks. So I kind of talk about my experience with the microlinks on my YouTube video, but I really like them. Like, I was able to press my hair out and everything. And once, like, since they're clamped on your hair, after it grows so much, like after your hair grows so much, you can go back to get them reinstalled. So basically they'll take them out and clamp them down on, like, basically the back by your scalp. Instead of being a little grown down, they'll push it back up so that it's back to where it started. And so I got that done before I went to college. And then when I went to college, I did get blonde put into it. So I was like, okay, I'm just going to keep this up when I go to college. And I thought that was just going to be my thing. Like, I was just going to microlinks forever. I kind of got these because I felt like it was something that I could do while I was in college, but also have long hair. So I knew I wasn't going to be able to get a perm in college. That kind of did affect my decision to stop getting a perm. I was like, I'm not going to be able to, like, I'm going to be a college student. I'm like, I'm not going to be able to afford to go get perms and stuff like that. I don't know. I was just, like, stating that out there. That was kind of, like, one of my reasons that I was like, yeah, go ahead and not get a perm. But anyways, I have the microlinks. I'm in college. I'm pressing my hair out. And I'm in my freshman dorm. But I guess it started to become harder to manage. And I felt like I was had to put a lot of heat on my hair, because when I went to college, I moved further south. So I moved to Savannah, Georgia. And the humidity there, though, is crazy. It's like really, it's so humid. Like, it's no point to go down there with a press, because you're gonna touch that up every day. So I didn't want to put as much heat on my hair. And it was like weird, because my hair was starting to poof up, but the extensions weren't. So I just kind of had to, like, hide my hair, if that makes sense, under the extensions. And so I would, like, pull it back. And luckily with the microlinks, you can pull it up, pull it back, and it, you know, it does really easily. So I just did that a lot. And then I ended up taking them out myself. They started to slip out. They don't last. They only last for like 8 months. So that was pretty long. This may be wrong. They last, I think, about 2 to 3 months. And then you have to get it reinstalled. So I had just gotten it reinstalled. So they lasted me through my first quarter of college. It went okay. But I was like, I don't know. I'm tired of putting heat on my hair, because I really had to put a lot more heat on my hair than I did back at home. So I took out the microlinks. A lot of my hair came out because I felt like my hair was stuck in the clamps. But then a lot of it also just came out. I don't know exactly why. But I was like, oh, God, this was so horrible. And so at this point, I'm like learning more about being natural and stuff. And I'm trying out different things, like twist outs and things. And I'm interested, because I'm like, okay, this is a way I can take care of my hair in school. I can learn how to do this, and I won't have to go to the salon. I won't have to put a lot of heat on my hair and do that every day. So I was like, I just need to learn how to do my hair, because I don't know what I'm doing. I know how to flat iron my hair, but I need to learn how to do my hair. After I took out the microlinks, my hair was really uneven, and I thought it was due to the trim that I got done while I was getting the microlinks installed or reinstalled. But I don't know if that was true. But anyways, I went ahead and got it, like, a really big haircut. So my hair at this point was, like, barely touching my shoulders. And I was used to my hair, like, my hair at its longest was at, like, armpit length. But yeah, I don't know if it had ever been bra strap length. Maybe when I like first got the perm, like you could see it. But anyways, after my press wore out and I washed my hair and was trying to do a wash and go, I noticed that like in the front of my hair, I had all these straight ends, but in the back I didn't, since I got that huge haircut basically in the back. So, because the back had grown out the most. So I decided to give myself a big chop, and I was like, I'm going to wear my hair curly. I don't really care if it's uneven now because it's going to be curly. I can't tell. Like, what? That doesn't even make any sense. But that's what I told myself. I just looked. You know how when you first go natural after you've been damaging your hair for a while, and then when you first see it, like, see your curl pattern? That's not a curl pattern. It's not a curl pattern. You're just like, do I want to do this? You know, it's just like, is this is not how it looks. And yeah, so if this is you, if you're at the stage or you remember the stage, it's not going to look like that. I promise you, it's not going to look like that. It's going to look like that for a little bit, but like, if you keep doing right and keep away from heat and chemicals and things like that, your curls will come back in and they will, you know, show their beauty. But it's going to look rough for a little while. It's going to look rough for a minute. So anyways, while it was looking rough, I was learning different things like Bantu knot. I was actually trying things. I don't even do this anymore. Like, I really should start, but I was doing like Bantu knots, twist outs, braid outs. I was just trying different things. I was trying to twist my hair down because I can't really braid on my head. And so I was just trying all these different things right after I cut off the permed ends. And I think that was like the best time. And I was like trying to find the products that worked for my hair and all of this. And I just was like really trying, you know? And I could start to tell like a difference in my hair. One of the first natural hair videos or people that I watch on YouTube was Mahogany Curls. And I still watch her, but I really loved her whole thing. Even though I didn't big chop like her, I transitioned and then just cut off my permed ends. I just loved her whole thing. Like, I was just like, oh my God, this is so cool. Like, one day I'll have the courage to cut all my hair off. Still trying to find that courage. I didn't put a lot of heat on my hair. I did like a no heat challenge. And I think I got my hair pressed. The first year, I think I got my hair pressed 5 times in that year, which is a lot less than getting my hair pressed every 2 weeks. So I was proud of myself. And then the year after that, I didn't press my hair at all. So I think this was 2015, I didn't press my hair at all. And then 2016, I pressed my hair out once. I was just amazed with being able to, and I had got some wigs. I did get some wigs. Tried out the wigs. I'm still learning how to slay the wigs because now they got all these crazy things where you can slay them down with the baby hairs and everything. In 2015, in July, I got my first diva cut. And I had been hearing about like the Diva Shawn Salon and the experience of getting a curly haircut where they cut your hair in its curly state and they don't have to straighten it. So I was all on board after having been doing the no heat challenge. And so I got a diva cut, and that was probably the shortest my hair has been. That was even shorter than when I said I got my hair cut above my shoulders. So, okay, let me explain my hair textures. I feel like I have multiple hair textures on my head because at the bottom of my head, in the nape of my hair area, my hair is very loose, like 3B. Like, it could probably pass for 3B. And then in the crown of my head, so in the middle of my head, that's like 4A. It's so tight. And it shrinks up so much, and it's a lot thicker and denser than the hair in the nape of my head. That hair is very fine, and the curls are a lot bigger, and it just, I feel like it doesn't look like I have as much hair right there as I do in my crown. Like in my crown, I have a lot of hair. Even I remember when straightening it, like the back part was no problem, but like in the middle, that would take a long time. Like that would be four sections, just the middle. So girl, I have big heads, so I don't care. But these textures though. And then in the front of my head, I feel like I have the most heat damage, or that's where I would have had the most heat damage, especially with the microlinks, trying to make sure that my leave out is like looking like my extensions and it's covering and it's looking nice. So I feel like that's where I have the most heat damage. Anyways, so I don't know if that affected my curls, but I've been natural for about 4 years now, and these are also relevant things. Anyways, the hair in the top of my head is more wavy. It's more of like a 3C texture. So I say now, I used to say 3B, 3C, and 4A hair, but now I'm more like, okay, let's just claim 3C, 4A hair. But really, the bottom of my hair is like 3B. Like, it's not even that much, like, on the back. Like, the nape section of my head is not even that big. So I don't know what happened, you know, with my genetics. It's just a little bit of everything. Just a little bit of everything. So anyways, when I... After I've been doing the snow heat challenge and been trying to be natural, and everything was going okay because I had a haircut from the beginning, so it was like, okay. I felt like when I cut my permdens off, that kind of ruined my haircut, but that didn't stop the bottom of my hair from growing. So before I got the diva cut, my hair, like there's a video on this of like why I'm getting a diva cut, because my hair shape was just, I don't even know how to explain it. It was just like two long pieces, basically, from the nape of my head that, like, this is in its curly state, right? That are basically, like, to my collarbone. And then in the crown of my head, like, maybe 2 inches, my nape is, like, 2 inches. And then the next section in the crown of my head, that hair would literally only come to my ear. Like, that was the amount of shrinkage I had. Then the hair in the front would come, yeah, it would come down to, like, the top of my ear. So it kind of matched up with the middle section. But I was like, what do I do with these pieces at the bottom? Like, hello? And so I would try to stretch it out, and I would have to do a lot of picking and stuff like that. But it was just like starting to get to the point where even if I did all of that, like, the, you know how you stretch it and then it still like springs back up a little bit, it was just too drastic. It just looked crazy. So I started wearing headbands actually to kind of hold the bottom of my hair up so that it'll appear shorter. And I was just like, I just need to get this, because I was trying to let my hair grow or try to figure out how I could stretch it out. And it was just not, it was just not happening, man. So I got a diva cut. She cut all of the back basically really short, and I got layers in the middle part, and it looked really good. And as it grew out, it looked great. It looked great. And I really liked it. I was like, wow, my hair looks great. And I had showed her a picture of how I want my hair to grow out. And she was like, okay, it should grow in this shape. But I'm still having that problem where the back of my hair is growing so much faster. And the top of my head is like, sorry. I don't know if that makes sense, but I'm still experiencing that. So I guess that has to do with the different textures in my head, and that's just how my hair grows. Yeah, so after I got the diva cut, I just, you know, tried to continue on. I played around with crochet braids. That became a thing. And I also got, like, twists and stuff in my head. In the summer of 2016, I went out of the country and studied abroad in France, and I got Marley twists for that. And I was like, actually, I didn't know, like, even though I have been doing my hair this whole time, I didn't know like how my hair was going to react to the different climate and everything there. So I was just like, I don't know. So I just twisted my hair up so I wouldn't have to worry about it. But I actually took, because I was there for about 3 months, so I actually took the twist out and I had brought some of my products. So I was able to do my hair and it was actually fine. And it looked really good, I thought. I think during that time I was worried because I had been trimming my hair pretty regularly up to that point. Since getting the Diva cut, she was telling me when I need to get my hair trimmed and stuff. And she actually helped me with a lot of products that I needed. But when I went to France and studied abroad, I had my hair in twists and then I didn't get it trimmed before. And then when I took the twist out, I just styled my hair there and I didn't get it trimmed. So once I came back to the States, my hair, I think it was pretty long. My hair got pretty long, basically, after my Diva cut, I would say. If you watch my 1 year after my first Diva cut, like my hair got long, okay? And I think my hair is like a 4A texture. 3C, 4A. I never know which one to pick. Like, I can't pick it because my hair is just out of control. So from there, I feel like I went downhill with my hair since like 2016. I feel like I've just been kind of like, you know, managing. I haven't tried anything really with my hair. I want to try more natural hairstyles and more treatments with my hair. I need to trim my hair. I haven't trimmed my hair since 2016, but I've played around with wigs and I've been learning a lot. I don't know. I feel like I'm at the time where I'm like, I want to find some new products for my hair because my hair is not really reacting the same as how they did when I first got my Diva cut and she showed me the Design Essential products. I'm like, I don't know. Like, my hair doesn't really do what it did then, if that makes sense. So I feel like I have some goals that I want to set with my hair. I'm a work in progress. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just trying it out. So if you're like me, girl, yes, it's fine. We're going to be all right. Some days I'll be thinking about cutting all my hair off. And some days I'm just like, I want my hair to be long and big. So I just need to like spend more time on my hair and like doing my hair and learning my hair. Because I don't be trying to wash my hair every week. So yeah, I don't know. That's basically my hair story. My hair hasn't done any worse. I just do need to like take better care of it, like trim it, wash it, deep condition it. I do usually deep condition. And if I don't, I let the conditioner sit on it. I know I need to do a lot better because I be rocking the dry puff way too many times. And it's just being lazy. It's just laziness. So I don't know. If you're like me and you're just trying to still figure out your hair, it's fine. I think it's just a lifelong process. Don't give up on your hair. And it's okay that you don't always know what you're doing with your hair. Those are kind of my goals for this new year. You can call it a new year all the way through January. But those are my goals for this year with my hair. And I was setting like a growth goal, but I think I'm going to stop trying to set a growth goal because, you know, I need to focus on the health. I need to focus on the health goal, health of my hair, rather than a growth of my hair. And if I'm focused on the health, the growth will follow. So I'm not going to focus on it growing. I'm just going to focus on it being bomb and like my curls popping and everything. So yeah, maybe I'll pop back in and update you guys on different things, or as I find different things, update you guys on it. But yeah, I definitely am going to still be making videos about my hair on YouTube because I'm like, I want to try all this stuff. Like, I'm kind of like how when I first went natural, like I really want to try a lot of stuff. I want to try like bentonite, charcoal mask, hair mask. I think it's a mask. I think it's charcoal. I've been seeing that a lot. I want to try rice water because I know they use that in different countries. I'm still researching, y'all. And I just want to try different products too. Like, I really want to try Miele Organic. I want to try Form. I want to try WeDad. So I'm just kind of, you know, out here trying. They got all these new products out that weren't out when I first went natural. So I need to step up my game and get back into it. And just, you know, that's all you have to do. Like, just practice, just keep trying and see what your hair likes. I think I'm definitely going to be doing a low and high porosity test. So I'm not sure which one my hair is, but I do need to figure that out because I know that'll help with the products that I use in my hair. And yeah, that's pretty much it. Sorry if I was like all over the place. That's kind of my hair, all over the place. But hopefully you found something helpful in this episode and learned a little bit more about me and where I'm coming from. But yeah, it's kind of like ever since I've started going natural, people would ask me like what I use on my hair, what I do to my hair. And I'm just always like, I don't know. Like, I'm trying to figure it out, but I've been using this. And I always felt like, you know, sometimes it wouldn't even matter what I say because I'm like, we don't have the same hair texture. Or they'll either say, like, I'm looking for my daughter or my friend. And I'm like, I don't know, like, what their hair looks like. And I'm not, like, a hair, like, specialist. Like, I didn't go to hair school. Like, I don't know everything about hair. But it's really hard sometimes even just finding products and trying to figure out what works for your hair. So I feel like these stories in the podcast will hopefully be able to find someone that kind of relates to you and that you can kind of like take notes from, I guess, as far as what they're doing with their hair. I just find it really interesting to talk about and to research. And I don't know, I think it's something that we need to learn though, because it's so like, it seems so weird that, you know, up until college, I didn't know anything about my hair. Like, I was basically 19, 18 years old at that point. And all those years, I didn't know. And in these past 4 or 5 years, I've learned so much about my hair. So anyways, I'm going to close off this podcast with that. And I hope you guys keep trying with your hair. Remember that it's a process and that it takes time and it takes trial and error again, or, you know, switch this product out for this one. So just kind of like gather all the tips that you find and try different ones, and ones that work, keep, ones that don't, you know, toss it or, you know, jumble them up. It's really a hard answer, but hopefully this podcast helps you and you'll learn interesting things and maybe be able to relate along with some of the stories. All right, that's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening to the Proud and Curly podcast. If you like the podcast, please show your support by leaving a rating on the Apple Podcast app. It helps me so much, and it also helps other people find the show. Special thanks to Terrence Esquire Huggins for producing the music in this podcast. You can always check out his website, SoundCloud, and follow him on social media at Esquire Music 111. All of his links are in the show notes. If you're looking for more curly content, be sure to follow us on Instagram. But until next Friday, stay proud and curly.